Good morning and welcome back to Format FM. I'm your host, The Format, the creator of this station. Today I'm just coming in to bring you a quick update on the manifesto from the Tennessee shooting, also referred to as the Tranifesto. This is an article from NewYorkPost.com. This is written by Stephanie Pagonis. The title is Audrey Hale Manifesto, A Blueprint on Total Destruction, say politicians who claim FBI is stalling its release. Nashville shooter Audrey Hale's manifesto is a blueprint on total destruction, which the FBI are stalling releasing, according to local politicians who describe its contents as astronomically dangerous. Almost a month after Audrey Hale, who identified as transgender, killed six at the city's Covenant Elementary School before being shot by police, authorities have yet to release a motive or any of the writings seized from her home, despite growing pressure. Representative Tim Burchett from Tennessee, Republican, told the Post he knew the FBI was behind the delay, saying the news was disappointing, and calling for documents to be released to grieving loved ones as well as members of Congress. The manifesto could maybe tell us a little bit about what's going on inside of her head, he added. I think that would answer a lot of questions. 20 journals, 5 laptops, a suicide note, and various other notes written by Hale were seized from the house she shared with her parents, as well as 2 memoirs, 5 Covenant School yearbooks, and 7 cell phones, according to a search warrant. Metro Nashville Council member Courtney Johnston confirmed to the Post that the FBI has already ruled the manifesto would not be released anytime soon, saying, "What I was told is her manifesto was a blueprint on total destruction, and it was so, so detailed at the level of what she had planned, that the document in the wrong person's hands would be astronomically dangerous." Johnston said parts of Hale's writings would eventually come out, but added she feels that the vast, overwhelming majority of it presented too much of a danger to the public. She added, "I personally don't want to know the depths to which her psychosis reached. When I'm told by an MNPD high-ranking official that it keeps him up at night, I'm going to defer to that person in that agency that I don't need to read that." The two agencies handling the investigation, Metro Nashville Police Department and the FBI, each deferred the Post to the other agency when contacted. Although MNPD is leading the investigation, spokesperson Don Aaron said material related to Hale is still under analysis by the FBI. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch described the writings he had seen during a meeting with the Tennessee Sheriff's Association, reportedly saying, "The documents that we have, and I have viewed those, you know, one is specifically a plan, the other is some journal-type rantings." Former police officer turned author and adjunct professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, Joseph Gaccoloni, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. I'll spell it out for you one time, and then I'll just continue to butcher it. That's first name Joseph, last name is G-I-A-C-A-L-O-N-E. He says that the public has a right to know what's in the manifesto, even if it's heavily redacted, but believes authorities are worried about the effect releasing it could have. He goes on to say, "I think what the FBI is really concerned here with, and I think law enforcement, is that if there is something in there that is truly damaging for the transgender community, I think they are hesitant to do it because they are afraid of a violent backlash against that protected class of people." However, he also warned if authorities did release a heavily redacted version of the manifesto, you run the risk of letting speculation run the day. Hale unleashed a hail of 152 bullets during her 14-minute killing spree, killing 9-year-olds Evelyn Dicas, Haley Scruggs, and William Kinney, as well as school janitor Mike Hill, substitute teacher Cynthia Peake, and headmistress Catherine Kuntz, who reportedly ran toward the shooter to try to protect the school. Rasmussen reports surveyed 971 people in the aftermath and found that 68% believed Hale's alleged manifesto should be released. It's just too much of a risk that that could get into the wrong person's hands. That's a quote from Courtney Johnston, again, from the Metro Nashville Council. Representative Andy Ogles, Republican from Tennessee, said if the writings are not ultimately released, then we need to investigate why. Representative Walter Hudson, Republican from Minnesota, has also pushed for their release. He recalled to the Post conversations with citizens who have expressed increasing distrust with the FBI and with government agencies generally. He says, one of the greatest threats to democracy, or as I would say, threats to the constitutional republic, is the erosion of trust in institutions. The FBI is one of those institutions. He goes on to say, adding that he thinks public trust in the intelligence agency has wavered. He added, if you're going to wield power in a free country, then you have a responsibility to maintain the public's trust in that power, and the FBI needs to figure out how to do that. That article, again, was called Audrey Hale Manifesto, A Blueprint on Total Destruction. Say politicians who claim FBI is stalling its release. It was written by Stephanie Pagonis from the NewYorkPost.com. So if you like that, you want to hear more stuff like this, head on over to ScaryPerrySkateboards.com. That's Scary Perry, S-K, the number 8, boards.com. Also, if you want to help me out, try to fund more of these recordings, go over to buymeacoffee.com/formatfm. Send me a few bucks. I'll buy a new microphone. I'll do some more recordings. Something like that. And maybe I'll even find time to do a live stream. We can tell some stories like this and I can have people call in. We can talk about it, get into it. Let me know what you want to do. And as always, I'll talk to you later and have a great day.